This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
One thing I have to say to you is this. No matter what you do, turn up to life. Turn up to your plans. It's the only way you can do your ambition any justice. When you fail and the world doesn't end, you realize that failure is part of your life. It is part of learning, and it is part of your success. If you have pride, let it be in the fact that you are too proud to stop trying. Stick to what you're doing, because the ones who win, they're not the best, they're just the ones who stick it through, who had enough faith in themselves to hang on. Don't undervalue yourself. As Allah's creation, do you think He made you as a sideshow? Do you think He made you as an accident? He placed human beings above the angels themselves. Angels bowed down before man when God created a human being. Don't believe you have to be tough or aggressive. You can be gentle and strong. Just look at water and look at rain. A river can carve a canyon a mile deep just by gently flowing over the rock. And don't you overlook how successful you can be by just surviving from day to day. Sometimes when you're just hanging on by a thread, that's all you have. And you hang on. Why? Because you're still alive. And as long as that is the case, you know that Allah has a purpose for you. He didn't make you as a coincidence. And if you truly remember what you succeed in every day, then you will realize that you have every reason to keep going. If nothing else, just be stubborn. Be like the stamp sticking to the letter. It gets to the destination because it sticks to the package. Commitment is not what you feel when you feel energetic and good and positive. Commitment is that knot you tie at the end of your rope when you've reached the end of your patience. What more could go wrong? Is that it? Is that all that life could throw at you? You can take more. God will never give you more than you can bear. He tells you so. And if He tells you so Himself, then who on earth could ever get in your way other than you? If God believes in you because you are here, then why aren't you believing in yourself? Allah gives some of us big dreams, and He does that because He wants us to grow into them. He's given you a purpose, and He wants you to grow into it. Find it and grow into it. What you just heard was a good example of a typical motivational speech. And a motivational speech is interesting because it combines elements of emotion and logic. And you can see that when those two things are combined, they can become quite motivating and powerful. So the essence of achieving things, at least on a basic level, is to have a combination of inspiration and planning. Inspiration and energy come from the nafs, and planning comes from the intellect. The direction you set comes from your heart. Let's look more closely at what makes for intellectual well-being. This quick diagram shows you what mental well-being consists of in five different parts. If you look at the mastery part, that's what we're interested in. The intellect gives you the opportunity to become trained or skilled in something that you can offer to the community. Whether you become a good imam or an airline pilot, it doesn't matter. What we believe surely is that God has given all of us some kind of quality which allows us to stand out and to contribute. This is where your intellect thrives. For many people, the highest meaning and contentment can be found when they find things that occupy their intellect in quiet productivity. One person might be good at building, the other might be very good at organizing events, and yet another is a great designer or cook or great at teaching. Everyone should look to find where their strengths and enjoyment lies. Children in particular have a very active and hungry intellect, absorbing knowledge in their own way according to what kind of intellectual strengths they have. Some will have physical intelligence, such as building or athletic ability, or in interacting with others in play or trade. Others will enjoy skill in mathematics, others in art or history. It's important to help identify what a person is good at and what they enjoy. Adults should take the same cue. It is unreasonable to expect everyone to be good across the board, and if it turns out that you or your child has one specific preference or you are very good at one or two things, then it's just as well that you concentrate on those two things. Most importantly, the intellect is best enabled when you face challenges with a sense of creativity and optimism and play. If you look at children, they learn at an alarmingly fast rate, and they do this by simply having no expectations and playing with the things around them. The intellect also thrives on having routines and structures. Alhamdulillah, we have a ready-made timetable in our life, and that's the structure of Salah times. It is astonishingly useful to know that we can break up our day according to the times of Salah. Whatever minutes you are losing by going to Salah are more than made up by the extra energy and creativity you bring for having taken a break communing with God. Ultimately, though, the intellect doesn't thrive on its own. It needs guidance as to what problems to solve and what overall aims you have. Simply having a high intelligence alone is not a guarantee of good wisdom or good conduct. There are many apparently intelligent people who have also made very bad judgments. Your true command station should therefore be within your heart, your highest self. This is your true self. It is the place where you find the purposes and projects that you can set for your intellect to then attend to. We will look more closely at the heart in the next video. And you know what I'm going to ask for now, aren't you? Please like and subscribe. The more subscribers we have, the more videos I can make, and the more books we can start producing free of charge, so that all of the Muslim Ummah and anyone who wants to be more mentally healthy can access the information they need. Thank you so much for listening, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video, inshallah.